Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're talking with Mark Graham from Grilla Grills, and he's got a new product on the market called the Silverback. It's not that new, but Barbecue Bob has received one of these things and put it through its paces. He took it from a delivery that came from the courier, and he built the thing and he's used the thing, and we were just going through that, and we didn't quite get finished, so we're going to pick it up where we left off.
This segment is brought to you by Tallgrass Brewing Company, and Buffalo Sweat is the one we're drinking right now. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I like it.
We had these boys on our show when we first started, and we were at the first Winter Beer Fest, and we had them, we interviewed them, and I knew right then they were going to do well because
oatmeal cream
beers
stout
they had were just phenomenal. So back to the review, I gave you a couple little negatives. The positives... The cover is incredible. It fits like a glove. I mean, it goes over and protects the thing perfectly. The wheels are nice. They've got brakes. The cabinet's really stout. The thing has really concise instructions on how to put it together. It was very easy. Two tools I think I needed. It only took me an hour because I was really taking my time, and I probably had a couple phone calls or something in between. But honestly, it went together very nicely. Then when it comes down to the cook, the thing holds a temperature very, very well. It's got a stainless rack inside, two of them, which I really like stainless because you won't find the paint peeling over the next couple of years. The controls were nice. I never did use the meat probe in it. And we've got in studio again with us right now, Mark Graham, who's is somewhat of an old friend of mine now. It's been quite a while since we've known each other from the pellet industry.
Yeah.
And he's the main brain behind the Grilla and the new Silverback. And do you have another model out now, too?
No, we just have the Grilla, which is the they call the OG.
The
That's the original. Then we got the Silverback. And we do have a charcoal, which is called the Kong, which is
the
green egg.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Sure.
The Silverback by far is our largest seller.
I would think so. Now, I did not use the meat probe in that.
You know, I don't either, honestly.
I just don't.
I just use the instant read probes.
Right.
You just can't go wrong. Meat has too many different thicknesses.
I think if I did a butt on
there
it,
you
I
go.
Might.
That's the only time I use it.
But, you know, most of the stuff I did was 1 to 3 hour cooks.
Yeah, just probe.
I guess I did some ribs that turned out really well.
You don't probe those anyway.
No,
you
don't.
So let's talk about that. The Silverback, the hopper. Right. One of the complaints that we hear about pellet grills is the capacity of the pellets in there. If we're cooking butts, you got a 10 or 12 hour cook generally if we're cooking them slow, and you might run out of pellets.
Well, so before I even give him a chance, I'll tell you what I found on the thing. Honest review, this thing is stingy with pellets.
Good.
It used less pellets than any pellet grill I've ever used. And I think part of it is because of that insulated belly in the thing. But it wasn't that cold out, so I wasn't going to lose heat even without it. But tell us how you built the belly of that beast.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We see this a lot. We have guys cooking these things up. And negative 32, a guy posted on our owner's group. But you're absolutely right. We have a thermal jacket on the bottom half, and that makes about an inch layer or an inch gap in the bottom of the barrel. And I actually did a video, a YouTube video, and I used an IR gun and shot the outside of the grill. And there was a 100-degree difference on the surface temperature.
Right. I saw
that
video.
That's heat getting stripped off. That's also protecting your paint. So we have had phenomenal luck with paint holding up. This sips fuel, like you
and
said.
That makes
and
sense
it's a 20-pound hopper, by the way.
That makes total sense to Jop because his smoker is my old smoker. And I rebuilt that thing
I'm
inside.
Nothing but a hand-me-down guy. So I'm hoping you'll come out with a new one so that he can review that and I'll get this one.
No,
that's where this goes,
you
right?
You love that trailer smoker, right?
I rebuilt
that firebox. I did the same thing. I put an insulation inside there, and now your paint stays on the firebox.
Yes, it does.
That's a great thing.
The inner layer is also aluminized steel, so it doesn't rust. So
and
now you got
crack.
You got that extra layer of the heat not getting down there. You don't have to worry about the rust. This thing's been holding up fantastic.
So you said you have an owner's group. How many people are in that?
Right now, a week and a half ago, I did a giveaway. We gave away a grill because we hit 9,000 people. Already, we're at 9,200 plus. So we're growing 100 to 200 a week in
Good
this
for
group.
You.
And it's my Grilla Grill Smoker. And to your point earlier, I just read a post on the way up here. This guy said, 56 minutes ago he made a post. He goes, I just got to make a shout out, guys. I just got my Grilla. This thing is packaged amazing. He goes, I'm so sick of putting stuff together. It's a pain in the neck. This thing was so easy to put together. So it kind of goes with what you said, Bob. And people appreciate things that are built well, they go together well, and then obviously they perform well at a good price.
Yeah, because we've all had to do, you know, Christmas Eve, where and more of the stuff is coming in prepackaged, IKEA mentality. And you get these bubble wrapped. When I get so depressed, I see these bubble wrap packs, and there's like at least 300 bolts in here, and there's four sizes.
And then when you're done, you thought you did it right, and there's seven left, and you're like, "Jeez, what is going on?
Car won't start."
Yeah,
I always tell the wife they're extra; they're supposed to be that way.
Right, right, yeah, exactly. So if somebody wanted to buy one of these, what's the investment?
So we got the Silverback is right now it's $699. And that, the other thing we got going, if you come down and see us, that $6.99 is free shipping, by the way, anywhere in the U.S. If you come to Holland and pick one up, we give you $75 worth of free stuff because obviously we're not shipping it. So we save that and we want to give that back to the customer. So we have a lot of people driving 3-4 hours. I had a guy from Novi drive over yesterday, 3 hours. Hey, want to see, check out the tulips. But you know, come pick them up, get some
great
freebies.
Idea. Right now is the time to go to Holland.
Yeah.
That has been a really good thing that we enjoy the local
business.
Sounds
like a great Mother's Day trip.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
You open all day today?
Saturday. Today we are.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
very good. So you can take Mama to see the tulips?
So
pick up a gorilla.
One last question. The temperature control, which is always one of the best things about a pellet grill, is it's a set it and forget it. You know, in your Kamado that's charcoal, in my big smoker that I have, I got to fuss with it. I got to make sure there's fuel going, and I got to control the air. Tell me about the rheostat on this.
You know, that's ironically enough, I am not a barbecue guy. I'm a sheet metal guy. I love building stuff. I love designing stuff. But Bob, you know me. That's my passion. But I hooked up with some good pit masters that know how to cook. But what I love about these pellet grills is that our tagline is kind of, we want to make you a star in your backyard. You just put your food in these things, follow a few recipes, turn them on, set it to 275, throw some ribs on there. I take off on the boat. We go jet skiing. We'll do whatever we want. Go play a round of golf. Your lifestyle changes. And the other thing that really goes along with that, it is amazing the amount of wives that now use these grills. We did the Home and Garden show here a month and a half ago. Two customers came in that have had them for a year. The ones that talked the most were the wives.
Like, fellas,
I've never used it so much.
Fellas, Mother's Day.
The ones that talk the most were the wives.
Right. The Mother's Day
I didn't mean it that way, Bob. Don't throw me under the bus here.
But no, serious. There's a Mother's Day idea, right? Because, if you're looking for a new grill and your wife can get comfortable on it, she might not be on the gas grill or your charcoal grill.
No, yeah.
This is something that is so fundamentally easy to use that you can become a master on this and create some grill envy.
And you can print off a picture of it and put it in a card.
Right.
Do it today.
So, Mark, what's your favorite thing to cook on the grilla?
I love ribs.
Do you?
I can't lie. I mean, there's tons of recipes out there. Everybody likes them different ways. There's 3-2-1 methods. But for me, again, I go back to the simplicity of these grills. So for me, I just throw some AP rub, which we offer. It's just a phenomenal rub. I throw them on the grill, 275. I'll spritz them every maybe half hour, some apple cider vinegar. That's all I do, man. And I like Kiss. Bob, you kind of remember that in the Air
Force. Oh, yeah.
Back in the Air Force days.
Those guys.
No, not that one. Kiss, keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
That's right. You're an old Air Force boy, too.
So you know how it was in the military. Sure. Kiss, keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
That goes into the design of our grill. We don't have a lot of bells and whistles. We want to put the money where it matters in our grills. Heavy stainless, quarter-inch stainless steel cooking grates that you referred to earlier. We've never replaced a cooking grate in the history of our business. I mean, built well. So the recipes, we try to build easy recipes. Our best and most popular recipe was the no-flip hamburger.
So how do they sign up for your newsletter? Right on your website?
Absolutely. You get to our website and you sign up and you get all these fabulous recipes.
Sign up for that newsletter. I was going to do your lobster tails with herb butter recipe, but we're running out of time.
We got one more segment.
Oh, it doesn't call for time in this. It's basil.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Where'd that go?
That's best I could do.
Yeah. Anyway, coming up next, we're going to bring the train to the station. We've got a couple recipes and we'll hit the lobster. All right? Why not? Because that's a really cool thing to do. And if you can do it on one of these pellet grills, I think you're going to find that it's going to turn out well because you're not worried about too many other things than just a little tail.
Yeah, what he said.
We'll be back.